all that effort that growers have put into dust control? Well, as it turns out, that dust is a good thing to some of the life forms in our world. Scientists have learned that dust is a vital source of nutrition for the trees at high elevations. The really high up trees, like those gnarly looking bristlecone pines way up in the Sierras and the Great Basin region. Research scientists from the Department of Geology and Geophysics at the University of Wyoming and from the Department of Earth and Environmental Sciences at the University of Michigan have been looking at nutrition sources for trees in mountain ecosystems. They found that dust-derived nutrients can be vital to those trees that live on or near bedrock at alpine levels where the erosion is a slow process. The trees gain more of their nutrition from the dust that blows in than from the minuscule amounts that are released by erosion of the bedrock. In the California Sierras, where the study was conducted, about half the dust could be traced by their isotopes to the western U.S. Obviously, farming in the Central Valley is a dusty business. However, this testing also showed that the California mountains got a lot of their dust from China. As it turns out, there are millions of tons of dust in the atmosphere moving around the globe pretty much the same way that moisture does. Just as rainstorms start in the Pacific and bring us rain and snow here in North America, dust from Asia and Africa gets picked up and blown all over the seas and deposited on the land. Have you ever been in a haboob? That's what some people call a dust storm. They're common on the world's deserts. They happen in the same way on the Sahara and the Middle East and Australia and the American Southwest. The dust cloud can be seen for miles away. It can be 50 miles wide, it's thousands of feet tall, and it can travel 50 or 100 or more miles. The lightest particles stay airborne for weeks or months, sometimes circling the globe, till they come to rest and are absorbed into the soil somewhere. Strange to think, but that tiny grain of sand you might have swept off your tractor seat, it might have started out in Africa or China. So, once again, we see that farming feeds the world. But also those mountain goats, marmots, chipmunks, and other critters up there, they're getting half their diet from Chinese food in a roundabout way. It truly is a small world. I'm Len Wilcox, and that's the Western View from AgNet West and Citrus Industry Magazine.